Watch, TV ad demanding nationwide mandatory e-verify to air during Democrat debate. By John Binder on July 30, 2019. A television ad set to air during this week's 2020 Democrat presidential primary debates demands that e-verify, a system to ban employers from hiring illegal aliens over American workers, be mandated nationwide. An ad by Numbers USA will air on Tuesday and Wednesday nights during CNN's Democrat presidential primary debates that asks whether lawmakers will continue to allow businesses to hire illegal aliens instead of Americans. The economy is not working for everybody, especially those in jobs where unscrupulous businesses keep wages lower by hiring millions of illegal workers, the ad begins. Those businesses could use the government's e-verify system to prevent illegal hiring, but they refuse. What's best for the country? Let businesses continue to hire illegal workers or require e-verify, raise wages, and recruit left-behind Americans, the ends. At least 7.6 million illegal aliens work in the U.S. workforce TOTA, with a vast majority competing against working and middle-class Americans for lower-skilled jobs. At the same time, about 12 million Americans remain unemployed, underemployed, or out of the workforce but who want a full-time job. Mandatory e-verify is one of the country's most popular policies that has yet to be enacted into law. The latest SOGB analytics poll conducted for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, finds that across six swing states, Arizona, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, support for nationwide mandatory e-verify ranges from 75% to nearly 82% among all likely voters. In Arizona, about 81.9% of likely voters said they supported requiring all American businesses and employers to use e-verify to prevent illegal aliens from being hired for U.S. jobs over American citizens. In Florida, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, at least 7 in 10 and up to more than 8 in 10 likely voters support for mandatory e-verify. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.